So tonight I'm gonna stay and play with his fire on the floor. Wanna play with his fire. Oh.
Fire on the Floor. You're giving us a little taste of what's coming up here real soon on this new album. That's the title track. You're just giving us, you're just teasing us. You're only giving us one song at this point. But holy smokes, is it a burning blues ballad? Wow. First of all, just wow.
Thank
is great.
You. Thank you so much.
On your previous album, you have said that you consciously were trying to write when you were happy because that's not when you usually wrote songs. Are you approaching this album the same way mentally?
Yeah, I really love this record, but you know, it really does have a story. I'm always writing, so a lot of stuff that I've turned in to the producers for Better Than Home, I'd either written 4 years earlier, 3 years earlier, or maybe that year. And then plus, they were encouraging me to write from a more joyful place, for good reason, you know what I mean? It was a really great exercise to do something different from what I've been used to doing for years. And also, I think it's really cool to not just use music as your way to get through your pain, but also as a way to celebrate your joy, you know, and give thanks for that. So it really was a cool concept that they had, and they really, you know, raised that bar for me on that record. But, you know, every time I make an album, I always have a lot of songs written because I'm writing a lot. So whenever I turn stuff in, that's because I write across the board in many different genres. Sometimes I work with a producer who's into having an eclectic record. But when I worked on Better Than Home, the two producers I worked with were not into that. They were into making it a little bit more focused, overall singer-songwriter. And I'm glad that they did, because I think Better Than Home is one of the best records I ever did, and it's definitely different from my previous records. It's much more singer-songwriter. I'm just happy because of Joe, you know, inspiring me to go down that road more as a writer. And that really, it was very challenging. But now I feel like I'm getting the hang of a whole different vocabulary to pull from in terms of chord changes. So that's been really nice and helpful with the songwriting. And that's a lot of what's going to be on Fire on the Floor album.
I'm going to stay and play with this fire. Oh!
Ballads are something that you knock out of the ballpark on a regular basis, and you seem real at home doing a scorching, often crying ballad, better than anyone I've heard maybe since Etta James or something. It's just something else.
Oh, my God. No way. No, don't say that.
Well, it's so hard to do that, Beth. How difficult is it for you to approach a ballad? Is it something that always came easy to you, or did you have to learn how to do that?
Well, if I write it, it's easy because the writing is obviously coming from me. I'm creating the song. So by the time it's time to record it, I've already, you know, created it. So it's not any thought process. But when I work with Joe, because of all three of our records now, we just recorded another record a couple weeks ago. So the three records that we've done together have been all cover records, cover songs. So in doing those songs, because I didn't write them, it was very, very daunting. Because I was like, how the hell am I going to tell this story? It's not my story. How can I make it my story? So that was one of the things in choosing the songs. You know, Jeff would throw some songs out. Kevin would throw some songs my way. And I would choose some songs, you know, from people that I loved and grew up with. But it was like, okay, I've got to make this my own. So the way, at the end of the day, that I ended up choosing, okay, this is what I'm going to do, was when I could find my own personal story to pull from. For instance, Rather Go Blind, I used that about my father, because my father kind of deserted us when we were young. And he stayed out of my life until I was in my 20s. And I was really, really close with my father. So I remember when he left, I was like five, six. And for just ever, I thought, I'm the one who ruined my mom and dad's marriage. So I would pray all the time with God, bring my dad back. Or like, do you remember like the jungle gyms, those ones that you'd have to like reach your hands up and go across to get to the other side, and you pull your body along, like, you know, kids on the playground stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I remember, and at school, I would go back and forth until I felt like my arms were going to break, and I'd say, if I can do this enough times, my dad will come back. So that was a big obsession of mine as a kid. But when I did Rather Go Blind, that's what I pulled from. I pulled from my father when he, you know, left us and walked away.
When I saw you in that same
person in yours walking by.
So things like that really helped me to be able to sing a song that I didn't write and be able to sincerely connect to it, which I think makes all the difference when you perform it, because people are smart. You don't need a musician to be able to detect bullcrap. And I think that people can really tell when something is sincere and when it's not.
Well, I'm going to change directions on you here. You're fairly prolific on social media, especially Facebook. Do you do all of your posting?
No, I do not. Because it gives me great anxiety to do it. So I have a lovely girl who's my production manager, Bianca. She's really like my little sister. And she takes care of that for me. Like, for instance, if I'm doing an online chat, she will bring the computer up and she'll do all the typing, and then I'll just answer the questions that she asks. But yeah, I can't go on that stuff. I can't go on YouTube either, especially to see my own stuff. I'll go on and check out other artists. I love that. But I don't like getting wrapped up into people's opinions about my shows or my records. Like, for instance, even if someone has a compliment, I don't think it's healthy to read that stuff. I think, you know, you do your best when you write a song, or you do your best when you make a record, and you do your best on stage. But as soon as you start thinking about the art in terms of how to serve other people, I think that's when you lose the ability to tell the truth.
If you don't mind me asking this, 4 years ago, you shared your struggles with us about bipolar and the disorder that you have. Does it get any easier? Has it gotten any easier since last time we talked? As the years move on, does it get better?
Yeah, I love that you asked me about that, because there has been a real shift in mine. I did some research on vitamin therapy, because I've been on medication for years, thank God. It's helped me a lot, but I still had pretty intense episodes, even though they weren't nearly as dangerous as the ones when I weren't taking medication, but I still had them nonetheless. And I decided to do some really intense research on vitamin therapy. And I tested some things out with vitamins in conjunction with the medication I take. And it really has been astounding. I still have moments of mania, but my depression is gone. I have not had a depressive episode for a year and a half. And typically I would have depressive episodes at least 8 times a year. So it's really been phenomenal to experience that. Everyone I meet, everywhere I go, I always give them exactly what the milligrammage is and how and when I take the vitamins, you know, the way I was taught to through this research. So that's just really helped me. And I also got off coffee altogether, stopped with the caffeine. I still have green tea, which has caffeine in it. For some reason, with my brain chemistry, I don't have the same reactions. And then also, when it comes to work, you know, I think that I've always had self-worth issues, so it's always been hard for me to say no. And this year, I just made a decision that I would start saying no to working too much on the road. So I'm averaging like 7 months a year versus before it was like 9 months a year and plus. So things like that, like lessening the workload, lessening the stress. I incorporated meditation. I went and took a TM course because of Scott. I would have never gone to do that TM. I would have never done it because I would have had too much anxiety in a room with a bunch of people I don't know.
And I get along just as long as I have the song. I'll hum along, and that is how get along.
For those who are struggling with the disorder that you have struggled with, and for those people who live with people with a disorder, what kind of advice do you have on how to deal with it?
I think one of the most important things is please, please don't shame yourself. I know it's really hard because it's the nature of the disease to you hate yourself and you think that you deserve to die. And I think one of the most important things to learn is that you have to take medication. You have to. And in conjunction with vitamins and things like that. And then another thing is you've got to do consistent psychotherapy, because we can't use our family and our friends to help us through this thing. It's not fair to them. So having a really good doctor, someone that you can trust, and sometimes it takes time to find someone, but having a good doctor that you can trust to work out your psychological issues, I think is imperative. And then also having a form of faith. You know, mine is Christianity, but some people have faith in Buddha. Some people have faith in nature. Some people have faith in meditation, whatever it is. But finding something that you know has got your back and that loves you unconditionally, not the way human beings love each other. We tend to love people that make us feel good. But I think that the love God has is like that kind of love that no matter what someone does, he loves anyway. I think for me, it had helped me to be able to have a marriage and have a job. Because without it, there would be no way. With the type of, I mean, I'm a bipolar one rapid cycler. So it's just worst of diagnosis you can get is bipolar.
Well, Beth Hart, we're looking forward to hearing the rest of Fire on the Floor. Thanks for the little tease you've given us so far on iTunes and Spotify. And thanks for sharing your thoughts about everything today. It's always great to catch up with you.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having me on the show. Thank you so much.